First machlokes is no machlokes. One is saying the svara for tigul. For tigul, the kohanim have the wrong thoughts. B'shas they do this, the dalar avoidis. They think that instead of eating the korban in one day, they leave them 3 days later. So we don't want the kohanim to have that machshava. So therefore, mishum chashud dekunav rabbanim made gzeirus the same. If you do have this machshava and you make the korban tigul, you should know when you touch it now, your hands will become tummy. That's called Tony Apigul. The Chat Tony Anoiser. The second one that says the reason is Mishum the Lekhanim that are lazy, that's going on Anoiser. That you are too lazy to eat the carbon before the night time, so we made a gzera that the meat becomes Tomei, it's Matami Yahins. Now what's the second Machlokes? How much meat of Noiser do you have to have a Kezayis or you have to have a Kebetza? Man the Tony Apigul. No, this is not before. Man the Tony Apigul Mishum Chashudikuna. The one that's saying the reasoning why Tigul is Matami Yahins. That's because we don't want the kohanim to be choshev. We don't want them to make these wrong machshavas, to think the wrong things when they're doing the avodah. Man the toni anoiser, the one that says it goes anoiser, mishum atzul lekuna, because they don't want the kohanim to be lazy. If the kohanim will be lazy, they'll leave it overnight to become noiser. So they make a gzera for them. If you do leave it overnight, you should know the meat becomes tummy. You'll be the tummy hins. Now, what's the second machlekes? Chadom kezayis v'chadom kebeitza. The one says how much meat do you have to have a kezayis. One says a kebeitza. Versus man the yom kizayis ki surai. How much of a noisa do you have to eat to be over the lav? How much of tigul do you have to eat to be over the lav? You have to eat the kizayis of meat. So if you have the shear of the kizayis, that's choshev li surai. How much you have to eat to be over the aveirom? That's enough for this din tumor also. But man the yom kibetza kutumase. The one that says no, if you have a piece of noisa, if it's not a kibetza, it has no tumor, because the whole is like a tumor dikadin. And the alamo tuma noichla is only mekabel tuma if there's the shear of a kebetza. Less than the size of an egg, worth of food, is never mekabel tuma. So they hold this gezera to make the neisur or the pigul tuma, they made it like a din of kutumasi. Just like tuma always needs a kebetza, he also needs it of a kebetza. Last Mishnah. Beirach birkas ha-pesach. Somebody made a brocha Pesach by night when he ate the korban Pesach. It was man they had the korban Pesach. There was a special bracha to make on the Pesach. It was a bracha to Hashem Kenem El Cholam Hashem Kishonu Mitzvoyso V'Sivonu Lechol HaPesach. That is special bracha before they ate the korban Pesach. So if you made that bracha, you should know Potter Reshol Zevach. That part is the bracha when you have to make for the other korban. What's the other korban? Chagigas Yudalim. Now all we have, if you have a lot of people eating the korban Pesach, so we don't want you to fill yourself up on the korban Pesach. So therefore, on every Pesach, first you bring a chagigas yudalid, you bring a korban chagigah, a korban shlamim, and eat that meat at night time first. You make yourself satisfied in that meat, and then you eat the korban Pesach. So here you have to make a bracha on that meat also. So it says if you made the bracha al achilas Pesach, that part is the bracha you should have made for the korban chagigah. And he says, what's the bracha of the chagigah? Bracha to Hashem lekenem melchom shagashom zavet zivonu lechol hazevach. That's the bracha you should have made on the zevach. So the Mishnah is saying, if you make a bracha l'achilas Pesach, that part is the achilah for the zevach. What about the opposite way? Berech al shel zevach. That's usually the way you should do it first. Like first you eat it from the korban chagigah. So you made a bracha shagashom zavet zivonu lechol hazevach. Is alocho loy poter esha Pesach. And usually then later, if you satisfy yourself on the korban chagigah at night, then you first eat the korban Pesach. So then you have to make another bracha on the Pesach. You have to make a bracha. Lechol haPesach. Divrei Rav Yishmael. That's Rav Yishmael's chiddush. His chiddush is if you made on achilas Pesach first, that part is for the achilas zevach. Rav Akiva Roy Menor. Akiva says loizu poterazu, loizu poterazu. No, one bracha does not help for the other one. They're like two separate brachas. And if you make a bracha when you ate the korban Pesach first, and later eat from the korban azevach of the chagigah, you have to make a separate bracha. So like two different kabbonis, they have no shaykhas one to the other. One bracha does not help for the other one. So Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? Kishatim tzolein, if you want to tell me, ledivir Rav Yishmael, according to Rav Yishmael Shito, that zrika v'chlal shvicha. There is one difference between this korban chagigah and the korban pesach. Even though they're both the kochim kalim, they both have all dinim like a korban shlamim, there's one difference though. That a pesach, the avoida, how do you get the dam on the mizbeach with a shvicha? Shvicha means you go right next to the mizbeach with a cup of blood and you just pour it onto the mizbeach. That's called shvicha. By other karbonis, it's always the zrika. Zrika means you have to be a little bit far away from the mizbeach and you take and you throw it with your hands. That's called the zrika. So now, a korban zevach, the chagigas yudala, the avoida is the zrika. You don't have to throw it. The avoida of the korban pesach is to do with shvicha. So what's the chiddush now? Because at some point, if you want to tell me the divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, zrika bichlal shvicha. On the case that you make a shvicha on all karbonis, you would be yotze. Hey, shvicha is like a better type of an avoider than a zrika. So if you make a shvicha, you are the kind that mitzvah zrika also. Mashenken the other way, no. V'loy shvicha bichlal zrika. But if you only make a zrika, you can't be the kind the mitzvah of the shvicha when you're supposed to do the karbon pesach. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you do the Karban Pesach, which is a Shvicha, the Shvicha, putting the blood on the Zbech, but just spilling it over, that really would be good for the Chagigah also. So therefore, it's a Moshlaza, if you make a Bracha, I'll Karban Pesach first, so that Avodah was done with Shvicha. Now this Avodah Shvicha could help also for the Karban Chagigah. Therefore, the Bracha on the Karban Pesach would also part of the Bracha for the Zevach. But the other way, no. If you first made a bracha on the zevach, the korban chagigah, has its avodah. Its avodah was you made a zrika. You had to be a little bit far away from the mizbeach and take the dam and throw it on the mizbeach. So a zrika, that's good for chagigah. But that avodah is no good for korban pesach. So therefore, if you did this korban and this korban, we can't at all see the avodahs from korban pesach. For korban pesach, there's a different type of an avodah. There you have to take the blood and just pour it on top of the mizbeach. So if you make the zevach first, like make a bracha on the zevach, we don't see any shaychis to the korban pesach. Therefore, it looks like two separate karbonas, and the bracha on the zevach cannot go at all on the korban pesach. But the other way, yes, if you make a bracha on the korban pesach, which looks the avodah like a shvicha, by making a shvicha that would help for the chagiga, for the zrika, so it could look like one achila, like one korban. That's the korban Rabbi Shmuel. But the divrei Rabbi Akiva, korban Rabbi Akiva is not that way. Lo shvicha bechlal zrika, no. If you make a zrika, you're not yotze mitzvah shvichum. And it's chiddush is v'loy zrika b'chlal shvichum. If you make a shvicha, you take the dam and stand still and still on top of the mizbeach. That's no good for zrika. When you have to make a zrika, the mitzvah is after to do a zrika. So therefore, each korban has separate halachis. The korban chagigah has its din after to do a zrika. The korban pesach has its din after to do a shvicha to spill it on the mizbeach. Therefore, it looks like two separate kabonas, two separate achilas. It can't be mitzvah after two. Therefore, Kiva says, if you make a bracha on one, that bracha is not part of the other one. They're like two separate kabbonis, they're all together, and one has no shakas to the other one. Zot Gemara, last Gemara. Rabbi Simloi ikloi lepidin aben. Rabbi Simloi went to a Suda.